A legal dispute between a former brewery in North Vancouver's Lonsdale Quay Market and the landlord of the property remains unresolved, following a BC Supreme Court decision. Justice Michael Stevens dismissed Wednesday both an application for a summary trial made by Martin Abadie and his former business Greenleaf Brewing Corp., along with a response to the application from Lonsdale Quay Market Corp. A summary trial is an abbreviated court procedure which avoids a full-blown trial by determining facts of the case through written statements, without the need to fully present evidence through the testimony and cross-examination of witnesses. Stevens said that he didn't have the necessary evidence and facts to let the matter be settled through a summary trial. In Greenleaf's submissions, Abadie alleged that Lonsdale Quay Market wrongfully failed to renew the lease for the brewing business and that the landlord failed to approve the sale of the business for $450,000. In court documents, Abadie said the market or some of its representatives misled and gave false hope about the possibility of renewing the lease starting in October 2020. Abadie also asserted that the market only considered his proposal to sell of the business 8 months after it was raised, after management had entered into a letter of intent with a new tenant for the space and served Abadie with a notice of seizure for unpaid rent and other related costs. Lonsdale Quay filed a claim against Greenleaf for arrears of rent of around $224,000 plus interest and an unspecified amount of the tenant's sales revenue. Stevens assessed the market's claim against Abadie to be $300,000 or more. Contrary to Abadie's claims, lawyers for the market contended that there is no evidence that it knowingly misled the brewery. Lonsdale Quay also argued that after the October 2, 2020 meeting, the parties had negotiations that were not in relation to the contractual performance of the lease, but were instead landlord-tenant negotiations about a potentially new lease, and there is no obligation to negotiate in good faith in that context, Stevens stated while giving his reasoning in court. Allegations will likely require considering credibility of witnesses, judge says. Justice Stevens noted substantive issues that are in dispute, including if Abadie owes the unpaid rent and other arrears to the market, and if so, how much. Stevens acknowledged that a summary trial was Abadie's preferred alternative to a conventional trial. However, a summary trial is not a preferred alternative when adjudication in that would be unjust and unfair, the judge said. Stevens also declined Lonsdale Quay's request for a hybrid trial, which would use the summary trial record and conduct cross-examination on written affidavits. At issue in the trial will be assessing what was actually said in the 2020 meeting, Stevens said. I also find the allegations will likely require consideration of credibility of witnesses, and I'm unable in this case to make findings on the affidavit evidence, he said. As Stevens dismissed the submissions for a summary trial, both parties agreed that the legal costs in the ensuing trial would be covered by the losing party. Following Stevens' decision, Abadie said he expects getting a date for a full trial could take up to 2 years. After opening in 2013, Greenleaf Brewing closed at the end of August 2022 after Lonsdale Quay Market Corp. notified Abadie that a bailiff would continue its sale and seizure of the property under the Rent Distress Act if owed arrears weren't paid in full. LQMC said Abadie failed to do so by August 30, and completed seizure and sale of the property by September 10. Abadie filed a notice of civil claim September 29, 2022. None of the claims have been proven in court. NLABA at nsnews.com, twitter.com/nick_labba.